Turn with me in your Bibles, Ezekiel 37. And I'm going to read some passages, some verses. The hand of the Lord was upon me, as the hand of the Lord is upon me now, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can this bone live? And I said, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Then said the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put bread in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. I want to speak to us this morning. And what I've titled, it is not over until you win. Say to your neighbor, it is not over until you win. Turn to another neighbor and say, it's not over until you win. This is response to agitation and fears. I know that a lot of us are seated, or some of us are seated here. You are nurturing one fear of the other. I want to drown your fear this morning in the immense possibilities that is available in the Word of God. Number two, this is a way to position us for the second year, you know, of the second part of this year. I said to us earlier on, as we are done with one year, I know that the devil will be poking your brain. The devil will be speaking to your heart and say, like somebody said to me, say, Pastor, we turn 46 very soon. You know, that is the devil. Agitation has started. Warring has started. And that's why I want you to have this word this morning, so you have something to run the second half of the year. Number three, this is a message to the dead. You are here this morning. You are facing an hopeless situation. I'm speaking to believers that are having hopeless situation and those that have given up. You have an aspect, you are alive. You are doing well, but you have an aspect of your life that you're giving up. You said to yourself, well, that's the way it will continue to be. Possibly you've tried, possibly you made effort, possibly, you know, you prayed, possibly, you know, you've done some stuff, you consulted with people, you met with people, and you have a situation, and you said to yourself, well, this area, I will concentrate on some other areas. I'm fasting and praying. I won't talk about that aspect any longer. I've given up. You've given up, not that you're in peace. You know, we are certain area. You know, sometimes when you enter into peace, you are no longer worrying. That's not what I'm talking about. This one, you think that there's nothing good that can come out, you know, of your Nazareth concerning it. You know, I'm talking to people that have written off some aspect of your life. You've written off some aspect of your situation. And they say, let me face some other aspect. Now, people that have accepted the situation at ease, you know, just accepted, That is my lot. You know, sometimes believers, they behave like that. You say, that is my lot. That is me. You know, that is the way it will continue to be. You know, some of you start telling them, I made that mistakes. I've had people that have spoken to me. You know, my marriage is a mistake. I have people that have spoken to me. You say, my family is a mistake. I have people that have spoken to me. My parents and my mistakes are people that have spoken to me about what they consider mistakes. Those are the people I'm speaking to this morning. You've accepted the situation. You don't have strength to fight any longer. You know that you get to a situation in life that your strength is gone. Your power is gone. You know, you fought and you can never fight again. You know, I'm saying to you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. I want you to listen to me using your heart. I want you to know this morning that those that think this way, you think it is over. It is not over. I want you to know this morning that it is not over. You know what the Bible says? It said we are not of them. We don't belong to a family. We don't belong to a clan of people that give up. We don't belong to a clan of people that turn back. He said, we belong to a clan, we belong to a family of people that believe and believe unto the saving of soul. If you're a believer, that is who you are. A believer don't lay his hand upon plow and look back. A believer does not start believing and look back. Jesus was saying, Paul was saying to the people in the book of Hebrews, he said, no, we are not of that stock. We are not. We are not of the stock of people that give up. We are not of the stock of people that turn around. He said, no, we belong to the stock that keep on believing. We keep on believing. We keep on believing. We keep on fighting. We keep on trusting. We keep on faithing. We keep on marching until. I'm talking to believers who have the strength of God on the inside of them this morning. You know, you have the ability of God on the inside. You know what the Bible says concerning you, Ephesians 3:20? God is saying that place that except you a believer, you join hands together with him, there's nothing he can do. That's what I said to you in Ephesians 3:20. You have enormous power in you to continue to fight. You have enormous power in you to continue to trust. You have enormous power in you not to be weary. Praise God. Thank God for this season. He said, those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. We belong to the clan of people that God renews their strength. That's what the Bible says. He said, if the righteous will fall 7 times. Praise God. Righteous, you fall 7 times. In other words, righteous, you fall the first time. You fall the second time. You fall the third time. He said, the righteous will rise again. You don't get that. What the Bible is saying, there's no point that the righteous, you know, will be on the ground. There's no time that the back of the righteous will be on the ground. Because we don't belong to that clan. You don't get that. We don't belong to the clan of people, you know, that are defeated. We don't belong to the clan of people, you know, that turn around in shame. And the Bible said, the book of Philippians, Paul was talking to the people. He said, I know that in nothing, do you get that? Not in some things, not in few things. He said, in nothing will I be ashamed. That is the clan you belong to. It is not in your right. It is not in your gene, you know, to be ashamed. I said, you know, to my parents-in-law years back, when they thought that my back was against the wall, when they thought that my back was on the ground, you know what I said to them? I said, Jesus that I serve is able to deliver me. My father said, the meeting is over. The boy said, God that is serve will deliver me. Ladies and gentlemen, he will never put you to shame when you put him on the spot. You know, the devil wants your wall back against the wall. You don't do that. You put the back of Jesus against the wall. He will always find a way. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. When you have the bush, when you are pathless, when you are in the dark, oh, call on Jesus. He will make a way, you know, out of the wilderness. Jesus will make a well out of the desert for you. I said, Jesus that I serve, he will take me over. And ladies and gentlemen, Jesus came upon the scene. He came upon the scene in a dimension that I never believed. Little wonder. He said, I'm able to answer the prayer much more. He's a God of much more. He's a God of multidimensional. He's not a God of one dimension. He's a God of multidimensional. And that's why I said to you this morning, it is not over. Who says it is over? Who says it is over? Who says it is over with your life? Who says it is over with your destiny? Who says it is over with your business? Who says it is over with your Lord? Man can say so. The environment can say so. Circumstances can say so. But Jesus does not say that. And listen, it is not over until God says it is over. It is not. despite your setback, challenges, or seemingly hopeless situation. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, He walks in us. He walks in us. He walks in us. God is still walking, and He has not finished with you yet. The Bible says He walks in us. When you wake up in the morning, say to yourself, no matter how bad, no matter how dare, no matter how hopeless the situation, just wake up when your 2 feet touch the ground and say, no, this morning, the Lord is walking in me. No matter how dark your darkness is, He's walking in me. You know what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah? It says, arise, shine, for your light is come. It does not say arise and shine. It says arise and then shine. Arise, shine. Those are 2 action words. Arise, shine. He said, you know, because there's darkness. Not only darkness do you have. He said, utter darkness. God made it so. So that when you shine, your brightness will easily be seen. God wants you to hear and believe this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not over yet. It is not over with you. It is not over with your family. It is not over with your children. It is not over with your business. It is not over. It is not over because God is saying to you that it is not over. There will be a turnaround of your situation. If dry bones can live again, if dry bones can live again. If dry bones can live again. If Lazarus, you know something that is funny about Lazarus, John chapter 11. They sent to Jesus when Lazarus was sick. Which one is easier? To pray for a sick person or to wake up a dead being? They said to Jesus, the man you love is sick. If that statement is falsehood, Jesus would have said, no, you don't know what I know. He doesn't love me, I don't love him. Not only Lazarus, you have 3 members of one same family, and Jesus loves the 3 of them. What a family. That's the kind of family I want to have. That's the kind of family I want to belong to. Mary, Martha, Lazarus, the 3 of them love Jesus. They are friends of Jesus. Oh. And they say, I want to go out to see my friend. You know where they are going? They are going to Jesus' house. And when Lazarus was sick, of course, they know this is a big deal. You know? They say, your friend is sick. And I thought, your friend is sick, Jesus. You will rise because, you know, he's my friend. Let me do something about my friend. You know what Jesus did? Jesus went to his enemy. He went to a town where they don't love him. He left his friend that is sick. Praise God. He left his friend that is sick and he went to attend to people that hate him. I thought that I will attend to my friend first. I thought that's the house I will go first. He didn't go there. He went to the house of his enemy. It looked like my friend is in the pocket already. My friend should understand my dynamics. My friend should understand that even when the case becomes hopeless, you know, hope is in Jesus. Did you hear that? When your case becomes hopeless, when your case looks like there's no solution, when you have Jesus in you, there is hope. He said, Jesus in me, hope of glory. A believer should not be hopeless because you have Jesus on the inside of you. He didn't attend to a sick person. He went to attend to a dead person. To the dead is hopelessness. When God, I'm talking to you from old and new so that somebody that is here, the devil will not be poking your head again. I said, but Pastor, you are talking from Old Testament. Now there's New Testament too. When God and said to the prophet, he said, go to that valley. He said, what do you see? The prophet said, I said, hopelessness. He said, I see dead dreams. He said, I see dead purpose. I see uselessness. I see time had passed. Because when he got into that valley, the bones were not fresh. In other words, I see cases that have been closed. You go to Sango Cemetery, you will see that they started burying dead on another dead. Do you get what I mean? You see, this one that is dead, ati gbagbe egun lasan ni, e je gbe fresh body le lori. That's the kind of valley, you know, that Ezekiel went through. Chapter closed. Case closed. Whatever was left in the remembrance of those people, time had erased it. Time had passed. Are you in that kind of valley this morning? Time had passed. The thing you should do at 23, you haven't done. And so, hope had gone. Expectation had gone. He went into the valley of dead bones, and he saw that circumstances, environment has written these people off. As a matter of fact, their relations, we don't know where they are any longer. They can't put the bones together. It was late. The valley of lateness. The valley of hopelessness. The valley of no tomorrow. That was the situation. That was the circumstance facing this man. And so, when God said, "Do you think that the bones can live again?" You know, the man could not answer. Because when God said, "Do you think the bones can live again?" The man sat back and said, he started thinking. He started searching his spirit. He started searching his head. He said, "Can this bone live again?" Ha! And he could not answer. You know why? Because he said to himself, this situation surpasses human comprehension. This situation surpasses human thinking. This situation surpasses human wish. What can I do? How can I go about this? I've done quite a miracle. I've given some prophecies. I've given some words. But this is dry bones. Mary, Martha, they said to Jesus, they said, "If you had come," Ezekiel, look and said, "If you brought me here much earlier, if you brought me here years back," like the friend of Jesus, he said, "Jesus, if you had come, we said to you that he was here, you didn't come. 2 days, you didn't come. Oh, now you are coming. Jesus, did you come to commiserate with us?" Jesus does not commiserate. Jesus changes situation. "Do you come to mourn?" He doesn't mourn. He brings smile upon the face of people. Jesus will not sit down and be crying in the house of mourner. When he goes there, Jairus, they were going to bury, you know, Jairus' daughter, isn't it? And they were crying. You know, you have faith people that cry too. They are happy that you are falling, but they need to tear so that you think that they love you. We have some people too in church. I hope they are not in this church. They be pretending. You know, you have people that were following. They had to go and bury, you know, a daughter. They were pretending. They were pretending. There are genuine people that were crying. There were people pretending too that they were crying. They do like this. They cry. You know. But listen. May you meet Jesus when you are mourning. May you meet Jesus when you are down. They were going. They met Jesus. Jesus will never join people to cry. Jesus will never follow them to go and bury. Jesus will turn the situation around. Jairus' mother thought that it was over. There's nothing that is over more than deadness. And that's why Jesus was using this as an example. That's why this is what Jesus wanted me to preach this morning. That's why he waited 4 days after Lazarus had died. He healed many people that were sick. He touched many people that were sick. He said, so that people can appreciate the glory of God. We are going to, now, I'm not going to be, you get this. You know, Jesus said to himself, if I left to go to the house of my enemy, they'd be offended. He said, I'm going to use the people that I love to demonstrate the glory of God. Listen, whatever you are passing through, God is using it to demonstrate his glory because he loves you. He loves you. That's why you are going through that stuff. That's why you are going through that pain. That's why you are going through that challenge. That's why you look abandoned. It's because he loves you. He can demonstrate his glory in people that be offended. He can't demonstrate his glory in people that will take it as something else. You are going through it because he knows that you will be able to say, I know that all things work together. That's why it's allowing you to go through it. Because I know that you know that all things, they work together. Lazarus was there for 4 days, not for 4 seconds. 4 days, not 4 minutes. 4 good days. 4 good days. 4 good days. Mr. Adetola, I talked to you about a body that is there for 4 days. He will tell you about putrefaction. He will tell you about maggots. He will tell you about things that have started happening. That's why when somebody died, they quickly put stuff here. Do you understand? Otherwise, you will begin to smell immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, what makes you to be who you are is the Spirit of God. Take life. You become so sorry. Waited 4 days. I said to you this morning, don't throw in the towel. It's not over yet. Though it might appear that all hope is gone, everyone is winning, but you are not at the right place or position at this phase of your life. My message to you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. The worst of situation can still be remedied. The worst, if the dead can come back to life, your situation can be remedied. If dry bones can live again, your situation can be remedied. All that you lost can be recovered. I mean, all. When the affliction of Job was over, what happened? The Bible says everything was restored in sevenfold. I wouldn't know how God did it. Don't ask me. Don't talk to me about biology. Talk to me about God's word and his ability and his power. God has had that is able. He said, when his affliction was done, when he passed the test of God's love, everything was restored. Sevenfold. Everything. Job was the richest in the East that time. I wonder how rich he would be when things were restored sevenfold. You know what the Bible says? It said, when a thief is caught, the thief does not return what is stolen. The thief will always return in several fold. God said to David, after he had wept, you've been weeping, it's fine. Weep. Then the Bible says that after he wept and wept and wept, and then he inquired of the Lord. He said, should I pursue? God said, why won't you pursue? The thing that the enemy has carried does not belong to him. The thing that the enemy has carried is not his property. Listen, whatever the devil has stolen in your life is not the devil's property. Whatever is taken away from you has not been taken legally. Your children, your business, your family, your relationship, your property. Some of you, you know, the enemy has taken over what your parents has left for you. Whatever is taken is not legally. And because it's not legal, he will return. God said to David, he said, this is what you should, when you are crying, this is what you should have asked me. He said, should I pursue? God said, pursue. He said, you will overtake. I pray that God will grant you speed to overtake in the name of Jesus. What you've lost, yes, you've lost. Fun you lost. I pray the spirit of light will come upon you and you will overtake in the name of Jesus. He said, you will take and you will recover. He did not say you will recover. He said you will recover her. None of your destiny will be left in the camp of the enemy. None of that will belong to you will be left in the camp of the enemy. He said, pursue, you will overtake. The fact that things didn't work out the way we planned them doesn't mean that God isn't at work in your life. I want you to say like that. The fact that it did not work out the way you planned it. The fact that it did not work out the time you planned it. The fact that it did not work out the how you planned it. The fact that it did not work out at the degree you planned it. It does not mean that God is not in it. It does not mean that God has abandoned you. God is at work in your life. Help me preach to a neighbor. Say, God is at work in your life. Turn to another neighbor. Say, God is at work in your life. No matter what you are facing, he is at work in your life. The situation that you are going through, we want to take away your voice. We want to take away your ears. You know the Bible says, some people that have ears, but they don't hear. The situation, we want to make you to lose your praise and your joy. When the devil comes in to rob, he says, come in to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The first thing the devil does is he takes joy away from you. When he takes joy away from you, it will take your happiness. It will rob you of your praise. It will rob you of your joy. It will rob you of your hope. It will rob you of your strength. When a man stops hoping, that man can never believe God. If a man stops hoping, that's why our president, I wouldn't know. I guess the wife is a Christian. She must have helped him with this and say, hope is here. That's very true. Is that hope? He said, the first thing you want to restore in a man that is down, the first thing you want to restore in a man that has failed. You know, when that man met, you know, got Peter and Paul in the hour of prayer. And you know what they said? He said, look on us. The first thing they restored in him was hope. Look on us. And he looked at them as though he was wanting something. The first thing that God will do when God wants to meet you is to restore hope. A hopeless person is a man that you see that commits suicide. A hopeless person is a man that you see that stopped coming to church. A hopeless person is a man that you see take offense at everybody. He takes offense at the leader. He takes offense at the follower. A hopeless person is a man that stops believing God. The first thing the devil attacks is your joy and your hope. That's why the person says, Kiloku, life is not good. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, life is good. With Jesus, I'm enjoying life. Life is good because I have hope. Not that I have everything, but I have hope. When you have Jesus, you have hope. Your problem wants you to seek alternative in the flesh. You resort to the flesh. You restore to man. those are the things, your problem will begin to speak to you. And your problem will make you to see God as being smaller. Your problem will make you to this problem bigger. I've said to us before, there's no problem that has any size. I've said that to you severally. There's no problem that has a size. Every problem in life occupies the size you give it. When you are going through a storm and say the storm will kill you, you're giving the size to your the problem. When you are going through some shit in life and you say, you know that this, I can never recover from it, then you can never recover from it. I remember my challenging days. You know, I was owing, you know, quite some substantial amount of money. And I was there trusting God, believing God. Somebody was owing amount that is lesser. Somebody that is more experienced than me in financial matter. And the person went to sell his house. When I heard that, I sat down. I said, Shola, shori, aboti ya wiri. Somebody was not owing much. He sold a whole house. I was owing so much. Me, I was there trusting God. I was not ready to sell anything. They told me to sell a property. I said, I lie. I said, I can never make a permanent decision to solve a temporary problem. I was wise enough to know that the debt I was owing was a temporary problem. And thank God I stood by that decision today. My friend knows, I always tell him, thank God I did not yield. I had pressure from everywhere. I had from my mentors, I had from my father, I had from everywhere. I said to them, I will never. I don't know where that statement came from. I've never heard it before. I've never read it before. I say, I will never use a permanent solution to solve a temporary problem. Many of us, you solve your problem using permanent solution. But I have a news for you. Even the lawful captive shall be set free. Amen, somebody. The lawful captive shall be set free. We resort to flesh when we are going through challenges of life. We seek advice even from unbelievers, from people that we should not seek from. Let me tell you what will begin to erode your deliverance. Let me begin to tell you the game changer this morning. I'm going to give you 2-3 points. Game changer. And I want you to run with them for the rest of the year. When he enter into the valley, or the graveyard, you know, of Lazarus, which symbolizes hopelessness, which Ezekiel, in all honesty, did not see any possibility. The first thing that Ezekiel did was to hear the word of the Lord. Can I say something to you this way? Deliverance, the game changer, the situation changer, the first that you must embrace, ladies and gentlemen, is to hear the word of the Lord. Is to hear the word of the Lord. When we are going through storms of life, the word of the Lord can be scarce. Because you know what? We turn to everything except the word. The first thing is hear the word of the Lord. Go back to Ezekiel chapter 37 and see what happened here. The game changer started. And he said unto me, Son of man, can this bone live? And I said, O Lord, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, he said unto me. Now, the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to him. Hezekiah had the word of the Lord. I ask you a question this one. The situation you find yourself, who is talking to you and who are you listening to? I want you to answer that question in all honesty. That's why we remain where we are. who is talking to you? You need God to talk to you now. And thank God you come under the influence of my voice this morning. God is speaking to you this morning. This is the word of the Lord to you for this moment. And God is saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, it is not over with you. It is not over with your situation. It is not over with your family. It is not over with your business. It is not over with your finances. It is not over. Man could have given you letter that is over. Doctors could have given you letter that it is over. Situation could have given you letter. They might sack you in the place of your work. You know, you serve them and then you show loyalty. And suddenly they say, go. That's what they've said. That's not what God has said. Ezekiel had the word of the Lord. Whose report do you believe? Are you believing the report of man? Or you are believing the report of God? You have to hear from God this morning. And you are hearing. Stop hearing from man. Stop hearing from the environment. Stop hearing from your situation. Hear the word of the Lord. And that's what I brought to you this morning. I said to you by the Spirit of God. And you better believe his prophets. Say to you that it is not over. And it can never be over until you win. It was not over until a great army arose from the graveyard. The first thing this morning, hear the word of the Lord. Number two. Learn to judge God. Learn to judge God faithful. If I was you, be sincere. I call on my friend. I said, your friend is sick. He's been down with malaria for 2 days. And I refuse to show up. Now, when he died, I show up. And go read that account in John 11. You know that when Mary went to meet Jesus, it was still afar off. He hasn't entered into their house. And Jesus said, go call me Martha. The Bible said immediately, Martha arose and the people, the tongue crier, the Allah Bashukus, the Yeye people, they ran after her. They thought he was going to the grave to mourn again. You know, because they were shocked at the way he rose up. Probably somebody just whispered. He said, Jesus said, you should come. You understand? And she rose. And they thought, oh, she's going there to mourn again. And they said, they find out actually that I was going to meet Jesus. Listen, this is the point. And that's why I say you must judge God faithful in your situation. The man that sent for a week ago is coming a week after, not to heal the sick, but to greet me for his friend and my brother that is there. He said, come. Anikini. Ilon wafu. Chebi, chebi, tofi o shele. Na, no ti shele nye. Awon ore biota. Awon ota biore. That should have been Martha's and Mary's natural response. Haven't you responded like that before? Pastor, I helped you to help. I expected you to help me. If you didn't help me, kiwa lentun so. Offense should have entered. Bitterness should have entered. Because he said, don't worry. When Jesus was leaving, he said, my friend, sleepeth. I'm going to wake him up. The apostles are embarrassing Oleji now. What did we carry? What did we throw? Get this point. I want you to get this. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, people around you, your situation, we want you to say things that are contrary to your faith. The apostle, they are going through the best school. There's never been that kind of seminary. Even Kenneth Hagin Seminary was not as good as that. Jesus was the lecturer. And they did not understand the ways of God yet. He said, my friend, sleep, I'm going to wake you. He said, so if he's sleeping, when Jesus saw that, okay, only he's dead, but we are going to wake him up. Situation has a way of making you to confess contrary. People have a way of pushing you to say the things that you don't want to say. You know what I've started learning now recently? You know that I ask questions. People that are close to me, they know. I ask questions a lot. I can ask you questions about your great-grandfather. But these days, I've started mellowing. Because I found out that in my probing of people, some people are lying. So I said, okay, I want to reduce the tendency for people to lie. So with some people, I don't talk much. I'm a Urawa running. He said, don't you get what I mean? Don't you see what I see? Okay, if you don't get it, if you are devoid of knowledge, it's there, but we are going to. When you say, when situation forces you to say what you don't want to say, balance it very quickly. He said, yes, I'm sick, by his stripes, I was healed. Don't just say I'm sick alone. You know when people ask for money from me sometimes, I don't say I don't have. You know what I said to them? I don't have money in my pockets. You get what I mean? I don't have money in my pocket. It does not mean that I don't have money. I was telling some people yesterday, after we finished from Rani's program, I said, that's the man you should be, you know. I have monitoring spirit everywhere. I said, yes. Hey, walo radio leni. Ento lolo radio lele. Mi omo bi onje wa blog mi. I said, I don't have money here. Even the people of this world, they know how to answer you. You know that woman, when Jesus said, but the bread does not belong to you. He said, it's children's bread. He said, I know I'm not a child, though. I'm not struggling with children's bread. But the crumbs, and you know there's no way. Go try it. Those of you that have the best table manners, try it. Eat bread, whether there won't be crumbs. Eat bread and see. He said, I know. I'm not coming to the table. I'm not fit. But I'm coming under the table because the crumbs is enough. When I said to them, I don't have money here, you know what they say? A transfer. Hallelujah. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, in everything, your God faithful. Don't be offended by what you are passing through. Mary, Martha were not offended. They were not offended. They did not take their pain out of Jesus. They did not talk to Jesus and say, no, they didn't do that. When he came, they still love him. You know why? Listen, the love they had for Jesus was not born out of what they want to get from Jesus. They just love Jesus. Some of you, you love him because of what you want to get. Some of you come to church because of what you want to get. You know, some of you come to church because you don't want to offend the pastor. Because you know I will take you up. For once, I always say, you must come to church all the time. So if you don't come to church, I fight people that don't come to church. I'm unhappy with them. So some, because you want to satisfy me, you want to come. No, it's for your good though. You know that now, I don't ask why you didn't come again. You understand? Tell you, I would have called, I've charged. Because something I thought that, who knows? I found that some people are not responsible. So So me too, I just have a real unknown. If somebody cares enough, if you not come, care enough to say, I'm sorry, I will, so that I will not be looking out for you. I will not think that you are coming, probably Okadale Mole. Things happen. Maybe they just come, they just disappear. And then when they come again, they be straining. We are trying to, you know, because my wife said it's an international church. So, but you know, we are trying to deliver a chicken from oak. He said that we don't want to allow him to go and eat on the dump site. Woma binu jereje so yoba and bomo de lowo oku. It's love. It's just act of responsibility. If you cannot come, take us. Now, what I'm going to do is, that's why I said fee membership for. I will divide the whole church, you know, to all the pastors. So if you don't want to talk to me or you're afraid, talk to your pastor. They understand? They are the one that will be taking care of you. Talk to your pastor. But be responsible enough. You know that they called to Jesus and Jesus said, I'm coming. That's accountability. Hallelujah. Judge God faithful. Love the Lord no matter the situation you find yourself. Love the Lord. Serve the Lord. The last point. This is critical. When he heard from God. God said to him, thus saith the Lord. God said, prophesy. And he prophesied. You know, I said to us that the major challenge with us when we are going through shit in life is your voice is taken. But God said, when he said, do you think that this one can live? He said, down west. Okay, God say, we are going to walk together. I know. You too. You know. Because I thought when Ezekiel said to God, he said, down west, I thought that God should go into the valley. God didn't go into the valley. God said, don't worry. I know. You too must know. Because I'm going to use you. He said, prophesy. And you know what the Bible says? You better listen to me and start watching time. The Bible says, he said, and I prophesied as I was. In other words, every word that God said to Ezekiel, Ezekiel said it to dry bones. Hey. Get me this morning. Dry bones have hairs. If you can speak to them. Mountains have hairs. If you can speak to them. The problem is we don't speak to our problems. We speak to God about the problem, but we want to learn from what God said to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, God did not tell him, speak to me. God said to Ezekiel, you speak to dry bones. How did he know that non-living things have ears? How did he know that dry bones can hear? How did he know that mountains can hear? Dead bones have ears if you can speak. Mountains can move if you can command them. Is there any mountain that has stalled your life? Is there any situation that has stalled your life? He's stalling your life because he's kept your mouth. This second half of the year, I want you to be a speaking second half of the year. Don't speak to God about your problem any longer. You speak God to your problem. Don't speak to God about your mountain any longer. You speak God to your mountain. Don't speak to to God about your situation any longer. You speak God to your situation. You speak God to your situation. Words have power. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me this morning. Your womb has ears. Your womb is here to carry. Or doctor said you cannot, you know, be pregnant again. That is doctor's report. Your womb has ears. Your situation have ears. Money has ears. You don't have money, you speak to money to come. You are bankrupt, you command money to come. Money has ears. Cancer, fibroid, diabetes, they have ears. If only you can preach to them. Oh, say, Pastor, I need pulpit to preach. Don't worry about my pulpit to preach. You preach to your situation. You hold your womb and begin to preach to your womb. Begin to say what the Lord has said. The Lord has said that none shall be barren in the land. The Lord has said that I will not yield my fruit before the time. The Lord has said, male and female creator ye then. Begin to speak life to your womb. Preach. Gather scripture together. Are you here this morning? And your situation is terrible. Speak to your situation and say, thus saith the Lord. What you cannot see has ears. Not necessarily physical ears, you know what I mean. But they have spiritual ears. Your situation is awaiting command from you. You are waiting God to speak to your situation. God ain't going to speak not into your situation, brother. You need to speak to your situation. God is not going to say she to your challenge. You need to speak to your challenge. God is not going to say something, you know, to your poverty. You say something to your poverty. God is waiting on you to talk. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, after all, is in you. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is in you. Jairus thought it was over. Her daughter was dead, but God said it's not over. The man at the pool of Bethesda thought it was over, but God said it was not over. Everyone thought it was over with Daniel when he was put, you know, in the den of the lion. But God said it was not over. Nebu the king thought it was over with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But God said it is not over. Lazarus' family thought it was over when Jesus appeared and said, your brother will live again. Said, we know he will live. No, Jesus said he's not that living. He said, now he will live. The brothers and the family that it was over with Lazarus, but God said it's not over. Do you know that Joseph's siblings thought it was over? Joseph's siblings thought it was over. Joseph didn't stop that the dream that he dreamed, hand has come to his, but God said it's not over. It's not going to be over until God says it is over. It's not going to be over until you win. When people say it's over, you say it is not over. When people say to you that it's over, say to them what God is saying. God is asking you this morning, am I the one that says it's over? When your doctor says it's over, God is asking you this morning, am I the one that said to you it's over? When you say your family is over, God is saying to you this morning, am I the one that says it's over? When you think your business is over, God is asking you this morning, who is saying it? Who has spoken when the Lord has not spoken? He has not said to you that it's over. Ladies and gentlemen, you might not know what the future holds, but I know and I am sure that I know who holds my future. I might not know how my tomorrow looks. I know how my future looks. Ladies and gentlemen, I know who holds the future, and so I'm insured. When you have Jesus in your boat, weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. A marriage can come back together. A business can resurrect again. A relationship can come back again. A family can come back again. Hope can come back again. Cause it's not over until God says it's over. When people say you cannot, like people will always say to you, situation will always say to you, men will always say to you, the woman with the issue of blood, we don't know the name she dates because that's what they started calling her. And it resonated so much that the name is not in the Bible. When people say to you, you cannot, listen to me this morning. Remember that he can. You cannot, but he can. You cannot, but the Lord that you serve, the Lord whose you are, and the Lord who is in you, remember this morning, he can. When the people say that it's done, I want you to remember this morning that God says, I'm not done. When you don't know what to do, remember, he has a master plan. When you don't know where to turn, remember, he has a master plan. I don't care how bad the situation looks like, we have an evidence. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have an evidence that the dead can rise. We have an evidence. We've seen it. And because we have an evidence that the dead can rise, I say it is over with your life. It is not over with your destiny. And so let me round off by encouraging you this morning. I want you to rise to fight. I want you to give it a last shot. Because now you know that the will of God concerning you is that it's not over yet. So keep fighting. Keep moving. Keep giving. Keep living. Keep trusting. Keep going on until you win. Johnny Walker, we say walk. Even it's going to be a step a day. Keep moving. Keep going until you win. We are not of them that give up, but we believe unto the saving us. Hallelujah. And please rise to your feet, ladies and gentlemen. We are not of them that give up. We are not. And please, we have communion, please. We are not of them that give up. We are not. We don't give up. We don't give up. We don't give up. We are winners. We are not quitters. We are winners. We are not quitters. We have the victory because we have the victor. We have the victory because we have the victor. We have the victory because we have the victor. Hallelujah. Mali hatredika sofelia ampala hakatala bahambra garaba garash. Mede brenge tele bahakala ba soprehekle kediva. Lamfatola bo soprehekle kete bihala hasanta hakla kadush. Brebebe lusu soprehekla katala bash. We have the victory because we have the victory. And it's not over. It can't be over now. You know what I mean? It can't be over now. It can't. I haven't won, so it can't be over. I haven't gotten the testimony, so it can't be over. God said it is not over until I win. God says it is not over until I win. The situation is not looking like I want it, so it's not over. My family is not looking like I want it, so it's not over. My bank account is not looking it, so it is not over. I don't have another branch yet in my business, so it is not over. Who says it is over? It's not about jackpising. It's not about escapism. It is about what the Lord has said. He said it is not over. And so it is not over. Say it is not over. You are trusting God to build your own house. Until it is built, it is not over. You are trusting God to have your business. Until you have one, it is not over. You want to change job until it is done, it is not over. It is not over. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your peace. Don't lose your assurance. Don't lose your faith in Him. Don't allow the circumstance to make you say otherwise. Don't. It is not over. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory to Jesus. Oh! Makatufele hepele ankatalia shkatafa hala. Nekashafaya la pala katolia brahaga yarash. Nekreketele bababa bragatalabash. There's no wickedness in God at all. There's no failure in God at all. There's no anxiety in God at all. If we can take care of the ladies, the birds of the air, it's not only you. He is for you. He will always side with you. He will always, always side with you. In every situation, He has never left you and is not planning to so do. He will side you. He will side with you. Oh, but Pastor, I'm stinking. He will side with you. Oh, but Pastor, my mouth is stinking. He will kiss you all the same. He sides with us in every situation. He does not abandon us in any situation. He is by your side. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God. I'm full of words this morning. He will show up. Ambeso folia katili ambraha galishka. Brakatolo bova hayashka. Le bahaketolosh. Adikre ketele bahanga katalabash. He will show up. Mambraga doria kesete liba. He is your sufficiency. He is your lights. He is your great reward. Nothing will you be ashamed. Malibete ke bahansa tike heka sata. Braga doria kayante lebaha kayara shata. Leke teleba bambra katolosh. Hey, ra kayamba poria kashantaligash. Le yadi katolia bahali eke setelish. Mambra gebonia menian ketelibash. Braba popolosh. Elihan kataliba breketolosh. Nayam Bragadoria Bahaka Yarash, the Brehegade Gantang Legadevash, Baba Bam Bragadoria Haka Satalabash. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. want you to know that as you take this emblem, the power of the Lord will hit you. The hand of the Lord will come upon you. As you take the emblem, I want you to be expectant. As you take it, so we sanctify it. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Let's take our seats. And let's quickly take it.
I could need to, yeah, yeah. I could need to, yeah, yeah. Oh. Can we please close our eyes, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know that we spend much beyond time. But I want you to be focused. As you close your eyes, I want you to see Jesus. And one way you can be focused is to put a word. Just put a word before you. Put a promise before you. A relevant promise to whatever you are trusting God for. Please close your eyes and be focused. I want you to meditate on that promise. As you meditate on the promise, you see God bigger. You see God larger. You see God more super than whatever you are passing through. I want to pray with you for strength. I want you to pray with you for strength. I want to pray with you for perseverance. I want to pray with you for grace. To keep on believing. To keep on saying God's word. So that you not be tired saying it. Please be focused. After all, you are here already. Just be focused. I know couples here, even as small as we are, that have challenges. Be focused. Just be focused. I want you to see Jesus reigning, ruling in your homes. Go beyond the situation now. Go beyond the situation now. See Jesus. See your children recovering. See your family recovering. You want a change of job? Be focused. The cattle on a thousand, he belongs to the Lord. He can get you a job. Are you facing a situation that will bring disappointment, that will bring shame? The Bible says, in nothing will I be ashamed. That's the word of the Lord. Are you neglected, abandoned? Psalm chapter 5, last verse. It says, the Lord surrounds the righteous with favor. 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 From the left, from the right. From the front, from the back. Favor. 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 Favor we come. Are you perplexed by your past? He said, forget ye the former things. Allow the tears to flow. I can see tears. It's okay. He said, forget ye the old things. The Bible says, I will do a new thing. Focus. A new thing the Lord will do. Forget the old things. Failures of the past. Abandonment of the past. Tears of the past. He said, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Where you find yourself does not matter. If you find yourself in the valley of life, he say, I will be with you. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he say, I will be with you. Are you in the desert? You know what he say? He say, I will create a stream in the desert. He will do a new thing. Do you think that your situation, they've never seen it before? But God says, what he will do too, eyes have not seen. Eyes have not seen what he will do too. If they say it has never happened before. When I had to receive 3 exams in my final year, many of my faith has never happened before. They said, there's no way I'm going to fail. 3 exams last year, they said, there's never. They've seen 2. But I passed the 3. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It's not according to the heart of man what the Lord has in store for you. God has a plan for you. You don't know the direction, but you know the man that has the master plan. I have this in my spirit as excavation. Buried dreams God is bringing out. Buried ideas God is bringing out. Buried destiny God is bringing out. You thought you forgotten, God will reveal you. Thus saith the Lord. That's what I have in my heart. I can see a picture very quickly. Please wait with me for a while. I can see a picture very quickly. I can see God giving befitting dress to some people. I see God changing some clothes. And he's giving them befitting dress. It's not too big. It just fits you. I can see that in the spirit. God is rolling back time. Oh! God is rolling back time. Time has gone. I just felt like lay hands upon everybody. That's the way I'm feeling. God is rolling out time. La fili hasta. Meli hankle ketelibash. And so I speak by the Spirit of God. Every utterance against you, I uproot today in the name of Jesus. Every negative word spoken into your life and that is fighting your destiny, I put a stop to the oppression now in the name of Jesus. God's word overrides every utterance that is contrary in the name of Jesus. God promise override every utterance that is contrary in the name of Jesus. You are coming out of those chains. You are coming out of the pits. You are coming out of the shadow in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon you. And the hand of the Lord is upon your situation. I can see things turning around in your destiny, in your situation, in your story. Things are turning around. Hallelujah. Come and wave your hand to the Lord. Things are turning around. Hallelujah to Jesus. I can see everything turning around
for my good. I can see everything turning around for my good.
I can see everything turning around for my good.
See everything. Jesus ye. Ewa wo ti Jesus ye. Ale wile se, ale se.
Oro iranwo,
oro iranwo.